Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
So our subject is the financial reigning or ruling grace of Jesus. The Bible says that Jesus has one thing to give to us. That is grace. So the whole Bible ends with the grace of our Lord Jesus being with us. Because that is the end of everything. The end of God's word, God's counsel to us is that may the grace of Jesus be with you. Jesus has got financial grace that must be with you in your life on earth. We have learned that there are seven places that Jesus shed blood to release seven types of graces that makes us rule in all seven areas of life we must rule. We must rule over sin and then self. Number three, we must rule over sickness, and number four, over situations. Then we must rule over society and seasons. And finally, we must rule over Satan. Now, Jesus shed blood from the crown of thorns that was pushed on his brow to release his financial grace on this cares earth.
Na Yesu so ya cha ya di sha na ye pia ko ni trim no. E di moja bia, e di fa hu di e ba wo ye sika semu na di ma ye.
This grace, this financial ruling grace of Jesus,
sa adumi ya ye sika sema adumi nam Yesu sui,
that makes us rule over money, makes us rule over situations, makes us rule over society.
Ah, etumi ma ye di sika samso, etumi ma ye di nyoma ekutia ye, etumi ma ye di bebia ye won nyoma e wo hono so no.
It was known, this grace of Jesus was known by the church.
Na sa adumi ya wo Yesu sui na sori ninim.
2 Corinthians 8 verse 9 took it for granted when the Holy Ghost said, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus.
Now, okay, can corrupt of form to sum ye now was it wouldn't name Christo Nadomino.
And in context, he was talking about financial grace, finances throughout. Not grace for marriage, not grace for ministry, grace for finances. You can never get it wrong when you read the Bible in its context. So we must know the financial pedigree and status of Jesus. It's a revelation of Jesus that we all, the church of God, must know.
Na edisambi wo Kristo ni sika semu kudimdie mu a e wo se Kristo fo nyina ye hu.
It is known by the first thing that he attracted when he was just about 2 years old, when he attracted the lifelong savings of rich wise men, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Now a daddy, ewa a chadia wanya ne kaya mra ya wonu enyan safua. Omwa kra wama japa dia eja nini na dima yesu. Ewa sika kwako frankincense eni memu.
This financial grace at the age of 2 is so obvious. I'm sure that it hits the parents of Jesus in such a way that it is only the religious mind who refuses to see that he had a certain thing that brought finances to him.
Na sa achedia ya enyansafo edibre ni mitidi se ya dia e wusu ni mame ni papa na ti se wu a waye wadwen sa wodi wa wunyansam be nante onyame asem na obehu se Kristo no na wadum bi etumi ma ni nyeska.
Jesus's financial grace is known in the first miracle at Cana, where Jesus's mother invited him into a potentially financial embarrassment. When you break it down in this world, it's all about finances.
Now, Yesu, na wanwa dia oye di kan ni nyina ye bia okodu ya na ma me friend se sika semenim gwasie bi ya to ebinum na su yesu ko ho e ma odi ya no ma wo.
The financial grace of Jesus that we must know.
Sa aduma ewo yesu sika semen wo se yehuni.
It is so evident.
E ya dia de di pefe.
In Jesus providing fishes in abundance, boat sinking, net breaking, fishes in his first encounter with his top three apostles. When these fishes he provided, they did not lord it over them, but they forsook all those riches and then followed Jesus. That is a manifestation of his financial grace. When you receive something out of the financial grace of Jesus, it doesn't lord it over you. When you receive through other graces, grace of men, grace of the devil, it will rule over you. The financial grace of Jesus is wonderful.
Now, Jesus Christ, not do my say.
It is known in Jesus not compromising his values, his ideals, and his himself for the riches of this world and the kingdoms of this world.
Now, a dead pefe say yes, dear. One bonumasia may we are see a him for new year's year to four, and not the Awanyan one bonumasia masika near Mofefedia.
It is further known by what Jesus himself declared was firstly upon him.
Now, way a dead you were bra, yes, be an no can be fun. I decline
that he came to minister the gospel to the poor.
Also, Baba can when you cook on some here for.
Finally, the financial grace of Jesus, it is evident. It is known by Jesus giving poor humanity his riches on the cross. So, ladies and gentlemen, by these five things, not only the church in Corinth, but we also know the financial grace of Jesus that must be with us in this life. Now, there are three ways to receive this financial grace. There are other ways by which you can become rich. But to get Jesus' financial grace, that doesn't make riches lord over you. That doesn't make you compromise your values, compromise yourself in a wrong way to receive the riches of this world. This financial grace of Jesus that is going to make you have respect for the cross and then the poor.
Na saa dum ye fi Kristo no ebe ma wenye ni die ama se nua no ene ehiafo.
All other ways by which you get rich,
ekwaya huro bebre a wudi nya sika no,
will not let you respect the cross.
Enya die ebe ma wudi ni die ama se nua no.
And the poor.
Ana so se ehiafo.
But there are three ways to receive the special grace that Jesus had. Number one is through the revelation of Jesus' financial stature as it is spoken or shared. It must be spoken. It must be shared. Because that grace goes with truth. It goes with wisdom from God. It goes with revelation of Jesus, who is indeed our wisdom and the truth. Number two, this special grace that is on Jesus comes through the recognition of the cross and the poor. On the cross, we saw a mingling of the cross and sin, and a mingling of the cross and poverty. Because it is true, poor people that people get rich. The cross makes you rich. I said the cross makes you rich. The Bible says that you know the grace of our Lord Jesus, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that you through his poverty, which took place on the cross, will become rich. It is the cross that makes you rich, not your hard work, not your giving, not your work. It is the cross that makes you rich, ladies and gentlemen. How rich you become depends on how you work and how you give. Because if you give more, you'll get more.
Now, dear woman, say, no crown was, sir, I do me a work, Christo Monen, so I say, was send me on the so. Nana Dumo does swam our fire here. No, didn't ye, dear Divine, I said, Namo, here now. Why you are send me on the so, yes, so, ye be ye, dear Nibi, and you are do my day, and ye, my woman, ne, mom, sa woman, just I send me on some not to Mudia, and ye, Christo, ye, dear Nabaya, would dear.
So, today we want to look at the final way through which Jesus' financial grace will come to you. It is through work and tithing. Through work and tithing. Let's talk a little about work, and then we'll talk about tithing, and we will end it up. Let me begin by saying that working secularly is a kingdom act. It's a kingdom activity. That is why in the first kingdom era, God told Adam and Eve, when they are not fallen, when they were anointed, so to speak, when they were very spiritual, when they were very holy, that they should work. Because it is out of working that we tithe. The source of tithe is work. Should I say the source of kingdom tithe is work? Because working is a kingdom activity. So if God says that we should give tithe, he is in other words telling us that we should work. It is only recently that work became a bad word. Especially among people in our culture. In the southern hemisphere. Work is like something that shows that God is not with you. Work is like something that shows that you are not blessed. We have an idea that when we work, it means that you don't love God. It's only recently that such wonderful ideas came up. But from the beginning, it was not so. From the beginning, work is a kingdom act. Because when God came down on this earth for the first time, the anointed spiritual holy God engaged in secular work, even to the point of using his hands to take sand and then doing secular things. Everything he did was secular. Everything he did was secular. The trees, the animals, everything was something we will now call in our parlance secular work.
Now,
Why did he do that? He was showing us how to live as kings. That kings can soil your hands. No matter how great you are, no matter how mighty you are, you have on this earth, when you come to the earth realm, you must do something physical with your hands, so to speak.
And Fawu said, "Dear, what quadru? And Fawu and Monyama were one Fawu were hideous at the ate. When Yamichia says, Auba Sasa, Sisudia, and was a woman who saw who ye if you won't fire Juma."
When Jesus, our dearest Jesus, showed up on earth for the first time,
and my young Rayas was shot at Bass as his Sukaino.
30 years out of his 33 years, he worked secularly.
Now, if you're dear, sir, and if you're dear, some years and more than a say, Juma.
During those 30 years that he was working, he was not less the Son of God.
Now, and now, why are you man and I and Cassa? What quit ya now? Say, what about for us in so way? Yamiba,
he had not forgotten that he came to save the world.
Nana, the rain fee, so what about Baba Jiria Simqua?
He was showing us something.
Nana, what should I be? Bibi?
It wasn't during the 3 years that he showed us the kingdom of God. It was his whole life on this earth.
Now, no, bravo, Babo was
he lived the kingdom life. After the example of his father. You see, I need to emphasize this and teach this well, because it is only in this part of the world that we see that kind of thing. People who think that they don't have to work in this part of the world, when they go outside, you see them working. We see them working.
Now, abibi my hand kwa na fe juma ye aya dia eya no medi manipa. Na wa wahase nu anya juma, no kwa brochira, e juma ube huswa ya na ya wangwa.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
In the promised land of abundance, the most ideal of places that God said, I am bringing my children to a promised land. In that land, God caused all the free things that they were receiving to stop. And they entered into another level of economy where they had to work to receive the things that had already been provided. Wells that they had not dug, but they had to work. They had to do something to receive it and not just take it for free.
Now, boy, your young couple now was share one bosse. Me the sasa see and the power so adore my woman. A do pepper so be or more corner. And your man and never come on and in a siphon on Yami may try. Now, what would do can an assassin when Yami say? And your man were hot here. Now, so was some way of Juma and Sana Womo Enya.
Apostle Paul worked secularly and he was so proud of it. He said that I have done all these things. My own hands has ministered to my needs and the needs of the people who are with me. And I've done this to make you know that in everything we should labor to support the weak and to remember the words of our Lord Jesus. In that context he spoke that it is more blessed to give out of your work than to receive.
Now I see your papa Paul here, Juma Kase. Men sano Juma abwa mi mame hiya diye menya. Na metumia ya mwaswa ma wanu ma mube minina. Na si weye Jesu su di maye, se de Christo di maye. Na wawye we njine chino na wakase. Se wuna mwe Juma suwe ya na fasoba suwa. Na wude ma, ene beye nshirama wuse ube yama.
Why did Apostle Paul go through all the hullabaloo about working secularly?
It is
because he wanted to be an example in how we must live.
Na no person Jesus susu de kire said ya wose ya tena boy bra.
How we must live the kingdom life.
Said ya wose ya ya botena ahine na bra bo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, all these things I've gone through is all because working is a kingdom act by which we become like Jesus, by which we imitate the God who brought us on this earth, by which we discover ourselves, ladies and gentlemen, and by which we pay tithe.
Na adwuma ye e ya dia wo nyakopon dia ma kire yen se dia wote adwuma ye e ma ye hu dia e wo ye mu a wo nyame dia dom ye adwuma ye etumi ma ye nya bibi na enumu no ya tumi atua ye ntutusu odudu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We pay tithe for what?
Adentina ye tua ntutusu odudu,
so that we will be rich.
Se be ya ye bedi ye.
Let me say here and now that the jobs on earth are not supposed to make you rich, so to speak.
Na adwuma e wa sase so ni adia na nya dia ye ka ene betumi ama wadi ye.
If you understand this, you will stop grumbling about your job and how much pay they give you.
Na sawuti we yasia ene wadwuma wo ye no nkasa kasa ho embisa se sika hini ade mame.
You will go to work working with a higher ideal na, than just working for pay or for money.
Na so wo wa santia sie ya ene wo kose wo koye adwuma wo de adwene mu emu do ne be ya adwuma enye se mi koye adwuma sie ntua meka.
No work whether public or private is supposed to make you rich.
Na adwuma biara ni wo se ye ankrankra na oman ya adwuma enye no ne betuma mu adi ye.
Let me put it this way, it is not supposed to give you financial grace.
Enya no na betumi ama wanya sikasem adom.
Financial grace of Jesus.
Yesu Kristo na dom na e won sikasem.
It can make you rich because you can use crooked means as somebody, a public person or a boss, to cheat people, put down or give them very small money and all that. You can use that, but you see, that is a certain grace, so to speak, to be rich in the world. It's not through the financial grace of Jesus. The only way you can become rich, or you can receive the financial grace of Jesus to be rich, is by tithing.
Now, dear woman, sir, when you power who betumi anya sika se wo sisi wo nyonko nipa wo ne ne ya adwuma ne sika edi wo no se memfa ma wa na wo pe kwan boni bi su na wo de anya sika wo betumi ayodefo na mo se ye ka Kristo Yesu na dum mu ye die die a ene wo betumi ayeye na mututu so dudu a wutua so.
Can we also tithing?
Tithing.
Now let's talk about tithing.
Ye anka sa fa ntutu so dudu.
To tithe means to give a tenth of your income or product.
Na se ye ka se tutu so dudu
and it is something that is supposed to go to the saints or the church. It is an organized giving by which we receive financial grace to be rich. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and then verse number 8. Once again, we are going to read the Bible in context because then you will not get it wrong.
2
Corinthians chapter 9 and then verse 8. The Bible says, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may have abundance for every good work. Now, this one is talking about financial grace of Jesus. God is able to make his financial grace be with you. For your information, you don't need the financial grace of God in heaven. It is for
earth.
So this scripture is talking about financial grace. You read it from the beginning, it's grace is spoken in the context of finances.
Now who can come fi ashase na? Wo be wo se adom na o ka ho asem na yesika sam adom.
For example, Look at the same chapter, verse 1. We want to narrow it down more. Yeah, we have to narrow it down more because you see, it's talking about finances. The whole chapter, so to speak, is talking about finances. But in verse 1, we get to know what kind of finances the Holy Ghost is talking about.
Now,
so look at verse 1. Now concerning the ministering to the saints.
Now I say,
it is superfluous for me to write to you. In other words, Paul was saying that you know so much about ministering to the saints that I don't have to tell you about it.
Now Paul is saying,
he says that it is like repeating myself if I talk to you so much about ministering to the saints. By the way, the saints is talking about the church. The church is all saints put together. You understand that? So he's talking about the church. How the church must give. And this church knew so much about giving and so much about tithing and first fruits and those things that Apostle Paul said that concerning what must come to the saints. Remember, the church is not a building. It's believers together. What must come to the saints of the church? I don't have to keep repeating myself. So he spoke about some few things.
And it's your papa Paul Patrick say your mama to so do a for a body a decay. Sadia when you answer current, sorry, no money pa. Into I say, Sammy can I say, your money no, may say I can't be on talking. Can no man who will be come.
So he went on to say that I am getting some people to come and organize you and things like that. That is why we must understand that the most organized giving in the church is tithing.
Now when I know Kasafa say, "Aya di awo badu abe buabu awo mano," and uti na ya kase, "Oye biara anasa adi awo me biara." Efan tutu swo dudu huo ya di anse sheya sunkubida huo.
It is something you give or you pay, you know, having thought about it.
Aya di abe awo tuya no.
Because it's spent throughout. If you're a monthly salary person, yeah, throughout the month, as you prepare your budget, it's so organized. That is what I want to tell you.
Yeah, I can say. So we are there when you are brave. We person who didn't cry want to swear do do more. I are there. I want to make someone see that someone should say I biara obeye.
So when Paul said in 2 Corinthians 9:8 that God is able to make all grace abound to you, he was speaking about that in the context of organized giving to the saints.
And until now, Paul can say, when you go home to me, I'm a sad domon about Subebrebedo or Casafa or Ma, what she said, now one Casa wouldn't himself was a woman,
which is tithing.
I am to so do.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I want you to understand something now, that there are three types of tithing in the Bible, so to speak. General. The first one is called Abrahamic tithing. It's in Genesis chapter 14. Genesis chapter 14 is a very important verse as far as kingdom tithing is concerned.
Now Genesis 2:9.
Because listen to me. It is the first place in the Bible where the word tithe is mentioned. Number two, it is the first place in the Bible. I'm talking about Genesis chapter 14. It is the first place in the Bible where the word priest is mentioned. It is also the first place in the Bible where the word king is mentioned. So it is very important, a place we are going to lodge there a little. Because in Abrahamic tithing, the Bible says that Abraham used his 380 men to go against some five nations who had conquered some foreign nations, and then he rescued Lot and all the people of Sodom and the other people that those five kings had gone to conquer. And then he was so worried.
Now, looking at Genesis 1 now, or Sina Abraham or Wakufuan, their son and watchy, Edio watchy. Now, the woman in Aqua, Akua, Bra, and him for Numbi, Aqua, Kotuasa, and Crow, and Nabisua, what one more are Hawam. Now, Abraham, Nen Crow, Fue, Quire, Aqua, Jess, Alfona, not Lot, in this Sodom, Fonia, Dien in our womb. Now, all by no way, why you're the fuck.
So he rescued all the property.
And it's
including his nephew Lot. Now, when he was worried, when he came around, obviously worried, there is a strange man. He is mentioned for the first time in Genesis chapter 14. The name is
Melchizedek.
His name means King of Salem. That is King of Peace. And then King of Righteousness. He was a double king. And the Bible describes him as the priest of the Most High God. He came and met
Abraham.
And gave Abraham, oh hallelujah.
Amen.
He gave Abraham bread and wine.
Abraham
and bless Abraham.
Now was sure Abraham.
And then afterwards, Abraham gave a tithe to him.
Abraham added to so do no man.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to know this narration because it's going to be important in our further understanding.
See where yes, and say yeah, question
Melchizedek is the first priest.
Now Melchizedek and was so for kind.
All other priests they come after him.
Now I saw for you now Ebanam Efinechi.
His name is mentioned few times in the Bible, about two or three times or so in the Old Testament. The Bible says that he was a strange person because he had no beginning and he had no ending. He had no mother, he had no father. Oh, hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that he is talking to us about our Lord Jesus.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.